Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hello, brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm very happy to come to you virtually and to give the sermon for this first Sunday of Advent. Not only are we celebrating the first Sunday of a new church year and beginning of the Christmas season, but it's very special for me and Nancy that I would like to share with you. As Pastor Deborah was filling the preaching schedule, I asked her if I could preach today to share my joy with you. There were Sundays that I usually preach on with you, but those times are usually during the summer when the pastor's away, vacationing, whatever. So what makes today so special for me to preach today and tell you about some good news and a celebration in my life? There are several things that makes it special for Nancy and I today. Tomorrow, Nancy and I will be celebrating our 24th wedding anniversary, and we were married right here. We used words from one of our favorite Broadway shows, The Phantom, as their wedding vows. It was perfect. If you know the song, All I Ask of You, the lyrics were perfect. It's us going back and forth, giving the promises of a marriage. Another reason I wanted to preach with you to celebrate my daughter's birthday, which was yesterday. She has given me three wonderful grandchildren, and I love her for that. And I always remember the day she was born. I got to be in the delivery room when she was born. When she was born, the nurse helping with the delivery asked me if I wanted to cut the umbilical cord. Would I ever pass that up? You kidding? So I took the scissors. She showed me where to cut. I cut, and boy, did I get surprised. I guess she wasn't. When I cut it, blood splattered all her front. And she looked at me and says, just like a rookie doctor. Just making blood all over the place. And I thought that was really special. So I delivered my daughter the first time. So these things are a couple of things that are significant. We will celebrate and remember forever. In addition to these, last Thursday we celebrated Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. As the youngest of three brothers, Thanksgiving was the time my brothers would come home after moving out and starting their lives. We always celebrated Thanksgiving as a family. In addition to my brothers, we always looked to my parents to give us lots of support. Everything they did deserved respect, including their belief in God. How would they not have faith in God, naming their three sons after apostles, John, Paul, and Peter? What sin would that be? That was perfect for us. That was perfect for them. All of us love to play sports. And before dinner, we'd go out and play a little football. Not tackle, just football, just passing it. They were older than I was, but I was faster. As it turned out, even when we played for an hour, it would give me a lifetime of wonderment and thanks for having it on Thanksgiving. That was perfect, having it on Thanksgiving. I've started each of my sermons that I've done with the same prayer I did today. It was the same prayer that St. Paul did at the beginning of every sermon he did wherever he was traveling. He wrote 10 books of the Bible, and each book starts with the same prayer. That gives me lots to remember, because my brother Paul gave me lots to remember as well. I use the prayer to help celebrate the life of my brother Paul, and for St. Paul and all he did for the new church and the people called Christians. Speaking of celebrating, the other day, Nancy and I celebrate the time of years on November 3rd. Now you say to yourself, you might be saying, November 3rd, what holiday is that? It's not on my calendar that I can refer to. I can't remember what November 3rd was. Yes, it was Election Day this year, but forever it will be our holiday for us. You see, for it's been 15 years since I was driving and was hit by that driver that almost killed me. When I went to a coma for 10 days, Nancy had no idea who I'd be and if I'd wake up at all. It took us some time to come to the realization that we needed to celebrate all God has done for us and for me, to return back to time. So some of you have wondered what was happening when I said we're going out to celebrate my life. That's what we're doing. We're giving praise to God for his love and grace. We had a lot of it then. When the prayers went to heaven, I kept saying, God had to send me back because it was too much noise because of all the prayers. So how do we celebrate anything that has occurred in our life other than the traditional holidays? And it's all the times that God has been in the middle of anything we have done. But if you observe a holiday or celebrate a holiday, how do you keep track and what do you do? Most people observe a holiday, which is just letting day pass and just accepting the holiday. But if you're celebrating a holiday, it means much more. It means something. God has been in the middle of your life some ways. For that, you should celebrate. Also, Hallmark cards creates marketing opportunities anytime there's an event. When you observe a holiday, they have some cards celebrating holiday, but it's mostly observing it. God's love and grace comes to our lives for a lot of different reasons at a lot of different times. So what are the reasons that you want to celebrate God's love? Life's special events comes at different times for different people. It's not up to our Hallmark to tell us what the event is or what to do to celebrate. Hallmark doesn't have enough cards for all those celebrations that we want to have in life. It's up to you to create a special life's event for yourself or a loved one. If you can't think of any such event or reason to celebrate, give it some thought. And God will remind you of such a day that happened that you want to remember, that God was part of. We can't decide of when we want to be reminded of those things. But when we have events we want to do, we want to remember them. We can't decide when we're going to open up again. We don't know exactly the date. But God knows. With God's love, we'll find the day. And we'll be around to do that. We can celebrate this holy place. Every time I come into it, I find God's love washing over me. Because it reminds me of countless events that remind me of God's love. So let us always celebrate God's love in everything we do. And if it becomes that special, celebrate it. Mark it down your calendar. Even use it for that. It might be even on a election day, like me. You can do that anytime. We should celebrate the service for a lot of people we do at this church. We should celebrate Eric for the wonderful organ music he plays on Sundays when we have a service virtually. We'd like to thank Shirley Shirley Mal for everything she's done here. When no one's around, she's out working in the garden, and she's working down the nursery, refurbishing it, making it better than new, and with help from people here. There's so much that goes on here. Don't have enough time to explain. We should celebrate the blanket sewers for all they do. They've been doing it for years. How can we not forget, not remember that day is God's work? And all the food we collect on Thanksgiving and Christmas, when people don't have any, the Comptons go through that and help us with that. And as speaking of the Comptons, we should celebrate Rosemary and all she's done for our service. Because without her, we'd be going through spurts and stops, not having services at the right time or doing the right things. And we thank Lisa for coming, being part of our church now, and leading our services. For without her, I don't know what we do. And I pray that she'll continue with her work as in the ministry and get to her degree, and maybe even help us like she wants to help herself. Help us celebrate that, because that's integral to this church and what we do. And we celebrate all that Nancy has done for this church. She's tried to tie the binds with everything that's happening. She's had many frustrating nights, but you know what? That's got to work. God's working through her. And she has to just wrestle with all the things that have to happen to keep this church vital. When anybody passes in front of this church, I wonder what they're thinking. They've got to be thanking God and celebrating that we're right here. Because without us being here, people wouldn't come in here. We wouldn't find ourselves again. So let us always remember to celebrate God's work in everything we do and how God affects our lives by the little things he does to remind us of all that his grace and love has done for us. So God, may God always be with us and be with this church in everything we do. Amen.